Years ago, my husband got me the fantastic gift of tickets to see Les Mis on Broadway. I really enjoy the theater and always have. This musical affected me more deeply than any other had before or has since. I cried throughout the entire show, so much so that I felt the need to apologize for the teenage boy sitting next to me who was there with his French class. Sometimes I cried because the goodness and love were so beautiful, and sometimes I cried because of the sheer tragedy. For those who don't know the story, here is a brief synopsis. The main character is a man, Valjean, who near the beginning of the play is being released from prison after being imprisoned for years after stealing a loaf of bread to feed his starving family, his sister's starving children. When he leaves prison, he's not treated very well by most. But then an encounter changes his life, and this sets off a chain reaction creating positive changes in the lives of many after that. He is welcomed in, and he is treated well by a bishop. But in return, he steals the bishop's silver and runs away. As he's fleeing, he is stopped and captured by the police. When the bishop comes and has the chance to have his justice, get his silver back, he acts with God's amazing love by gifting all of the stolen silver to Valjean, and in addition to that, giving him two additional silver candlesticks. And he says to Valjean and the police officers, "You forgot part of the gift when you left." In that moment, Valjean experiences a measure of forgiveness that he could never have imagined existed. Think about it. He was sentenced to years in prison for stealing bread to feed starving family members. But now, after taking something as precious as silver, he is being gifted it, plus more. And in the process, he's being gifted his life and his freedom. And he responds by changing his life, by becoming a deeply caring and moving person and forgiving person himself. Of course, Valjean is not the only character in the story, and it's actually a different character that came to mind, but I'll get to that in a minute. So Valjean, in changing his life, and the bishop in showing this amazing illustration, amazing gift, is illustrating what Jesus was saying when he said that we need to forgive not seven times, but 77, or 70 times seven, depending on which Bible translation you're reading. And this is the idea of a perfect number. We forgive without limits. And again, that forgiveness, while it's that part of the story is an amazing illustration for the scripture, that is not actually the memory that was triggered for me and Les Mis regarding this. When I was reading through the gospel lesson and I was reading through the parable of the slave who was forgiven a huge amount of money, a lifetime worth of money that he could not have paid back, but then turns around and demands repayment from a fellow slave. That is what triggered the memory. Because as parables are meant to do, it got me thinking. I began thinking less about how unkind or wicked that first slave was, and more about the tragedy that he was unaffected by the mercy shown to him, maybe even unable to accept the mercy in his heart and the forgiveness. And this is where Les Mis entered my sermon. Not the character of Valjean that I described before, but the character of Javert, the prison guard who originally was there when Valjean was released, this prison guard who becomes a policeman and then spends much of his life and energy tracking Valjean to re-imprison him. Valjean, when he changes his life, when he gets this gift from the bishop, he tears up his parole papers, he changes his name, because he knows that he has to be free of that past character to continue on. And that was a crime. And that was Javert's understanding this was a crime, so he spent his energy chasing Valjean down. It didn't matter that Valjean spent his life making life better for others. After his encounter with the bishop, in Javert's mind, Valjean was a criminal and he broke his parole and he had to pay and go back to prison. To Javert, there were no such things as extenuating circumstances or allowances for good behavior. Javert was relentless in seeking out Valjean for arrest. For me, one of the most powerful scenes in this play was when Valjean and Javert come face to face. And Valjean has the means to kill Javert. He could finally be free of this officer who's been following him. He could now more easily continue doing the good things and showing the kindness that he has for the last many years of his life. In this meeting, Javert fully expects to die. He did not expect Valjean to show him mercy. Yet, Valjean spares Javert his life. He shows mercy towards Javert, someone who showed no mercy to others because he could not see beyond the letter of the law. Then shortly after being freed by Valjean, Javert sees Valjean risking his life yet again to save another young man, and it is just too much for Javert. He is so set in how he is classified good and evil, right and wrong, who is worthy of forgiveness, who is not worthy of forgiveness, that what he sees and experiences creates such an existential crisis that he commits suicide. And that's the tragedy that left me sobbing. This man was given his life, was shown what the power of God's love can accomplish. But that act of mercy killed him because he could not get past his own flawed ways of categorizing the world. The line just before he takes his life is this: "By granting my life today, this man has killed me even so." The visceral memory I had of this scene came flooding back to me as I contemplated the kind of man Jesus was talking about in the parable, that first slave. What struck me was the tragedy of the first slave, not the wickedness. While he understood that he no longer had to sacrifice his belongings or his family or his life to pay off a debt that was so huge he couldn't have paid it in a lifetime, his inability to truly understand and accept the depth of the mercy and forgiveness shown on him cost him his life in the end. The slave was not changed in any way by the grace that was shown him. As we read this parable, there is a reminder that God, like the Lord in the story, has a huge capacity for forgiveness. We don't have to be the Lord in the parable, just as it is not reasonable to expect that we would be God, whose forgiveness is immeasurable. But we do need to try our best to accept God's forgiveness and grace, and allow that acceptance to affect us and change us for the better. We are being asked to be like Valjean, to take that gift of grace we receive and be a blessing to those we encounter. The reality of our humanness is that sometimes we are going to be more like Javert or that first slave in the parable because we cannot see past our own understanding of how we think this world works. But hopefully, we will more often have open hearts for the grace that God so freely gives and let it change us for the better. The really good news is that God understands that we are going to fall short of always being able to accept that love and grace and forgiveness. But God will not turn away. God does not give up on us ever. Forgiveness is a gift freely given by God. When we open our hearts and embody that forgiveness and love, we will be changed. Those around us will be changed. It is tempting to see the world like Javert saw the world. Good is good, bad is bad, guilty is guilty. There are the deserving and there are the undeserving, and there's not much in between. This kind of thinking makes life simpler. It's like teachers who only give multiple choice exams because the answer is right or wrong and there is no further thought required. But reality is much messier than that. And thank goodness God does not see our world only in black and white or multiple choice, because surely if that is how God saw us, we would fall short of deserving God's grace. But God knows our hearts. God knows our failings. God knows our joys. God knows our faults. And God still loves us unconditionally and forgives us our failings. As the psalmist writes in the psalm we read today, and as it's written in many places in the Bible, Lord, you are full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. May the knowledge of that deep and steadfast love set your hearts free to love and forgive others. Amen.